extended. I think there's still a lot left to play for this season. Like you mentioned, this tie obviously is the focus right now. But after that, there's some big tournaments coming up in Shanghai or Basel, Paris, and then London, for both of us, and then the Davis Cup finals. So there's still a lot of tennis to be played. But clearly, we're very excited about this weekend. It's a huge opportunity to play in front of a record crowd in Switzerland. And I can't wait for that to happen. So we're not thinking much further, from my standpoint, than tomorrow right now, to be quite honest.
Can we ask if Roger Federer and also the captain were surprised that Bolelli is playing and not Seppi, and if this doesn't change anything or it may change something, in your opinion?
Bolelli.
Seppi is better ranked than Bolelli. And
right, the rankings are sometimes a little bit secondary in this competition. So I expected there was an opportunity for Bolelli to play. He's played well, you know, in recent times, and I played him already in Genoa that time. They threw him in and gave it a go. So I'm not surprised, to be honest. I still would have thought Andreas was going to play at the end, because Bolelli has a chance to play doubles too. There will be a long weekend for him, but I'm ready to go and I'm happy to play against him.
Captain?
The same, man. I think we don't think that much about what they're going to do before. It's only after the draw that we know, and I think that's most important until this moment is that you prepare the best possible way for yourself. So.
One more and then finish. Roger Federer said in America that it's enough to win 3 love, you don't need to win 5 love. What do you expect? I mean, are you strongly favorite in this match, and do you expect it will be an easy win, or you think it will be more difficult? And who is the most difficult opponent of the Italian team, if you can say that, for everyone?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you try to prepare the best possible way, and I think no match is going to be easy. And we saw it last time. You know, everybody expected us to win easily over Kazakhstan, and it was really difficult. We were down 2-1, and so we don't expect any easy matches. You know, at the end, the only goal is to have those 3 points, and yeah, it doesn't matter who made them and at what point. You know, it's obviously important to start well. That's our goal, to be at least at 1-0 to tomorrow, or 2-0, you know. And but we saw it last time. It's over when you have 3 points.
The others?
For sure, I'm expecting a tough weekend. Playing Fabio tomorrow, he's been improving a lot the past 2 years, and he's a dangerous player. I lost against him the last time. He's a really talented player. When he gets the motivation, he's really tough to beat. And for me, I'm focused on the first one, the first match tomorrow, and the rest of the year with Sunday.
Thank you very much. The Kinder Conference, I'll be